We begin our call this morning with the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning. I apologize for the delay this morning, but quite a start for you guys, a program best 10-1 start through your non-conference, including a couple of in-season tournament victories for you in Florida and then in Ireland. Just talk about the start that your team has had and what you feel like you've done well.
Well, Rob, I appreciate you guys having me on first this year. It's obviously going to be a tough act for those other nine guys to follow, so I'll try to make it a little bit easy. No, look, a great start for us, a lot of travel. We try to play a tough non-conference schedule to, you know, get us ready for what we know is going to be an unbelievably arduous CAA schedule, and that's proven to be the task so far. But it was good to play a lot of neutral games. That's something we've tried to do the last couple of years. But as we've reminded our guys, we're about, you know, 51, 52 days here from North Charleston, and all that stuff's in the distance, and we've got to continue to get better moving forward.
The fact that you were able to play those two, it's sort of unusual, especially the trip to Ireland, but playing those in-season tournaments and having the success, talking about North Charleston, how do you think that experience potentially benefits you down the road?
Yeah, we hope it does. You know, three games in 3 days or two in 2 days, and Belfast was good because there were about 5,500 people there each day, and you know, probably a little bit more in North Charleston, but it's that type of neutral environment and bright lights, big stage, nice arena that hopefully guys can draw upon that later on. If we continue to play the way we played this past week as compared to a little bit of a hiccup stretch before that.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you can get that for us, Christine.
Your first question comes from the line of David Driver from Stafford & Son. Your line is open.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Happy New Year. Tell me a little about your freshman from Bowie, Quentin Drayton, what the plans are for him at this point.
Yeah, we're redshirting Quentin. I'm pretty happy with where he's getting. He's getting a lot stronger. He's got the body type that we like defensively and on the backboards, and he's a capable three-point shooter. He's still got to learn how to take care of the ball better. And we just felt like he's got a chance to be a good player for us, but that we got so many older guys on the wings and Martin, McNeil, Morsell, and Mormon that we just weren't going to get him enough minutes this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you.
Pat, one of the things we talked about in our preseason call was the depth that you've had with this team, and you thought maybe it was the deepest team you've had, and based on the stats, it appears that's the case. Nine guys averaging better than 13 minutes, nobody even averaging 30 a game. Talk about that and how guys have handled those roles.
Well, yeah, we've got to continue to sacrifice as individually, you know, for the team good, and they got to have some trust in that we've got a game plan together. We're going to play nine guys liberally. I think all of them could close a game. We'll stick with our same starting group, but all of them could close a game, and that has to be our strength, because, you know, it means we're not totally reliant on one or two guys. It helped us last year. It's helped us this year, and it's something that I think, you know, that's going to be a staple for us moving forward.
Got another question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Christine.
Our next question comes from Christopher Heidel from Herb FM Sports Radio. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach Pat, how you doing?
Good.
Just talk about Hofstra on Thursday night. What do you see with them getting into that game? Because you're home for the last time for a couple of games before you get to the road again.
Well, they're explosive. I mean, Joe Mihalik does an unbelievable job. You know, they got arguably the best scorer in the country in Justin Wright Foreman. I don't know if he is guardable. You know, Pemberton was right there for rookie of the year in the league, and then you got as good a rebounder as you can find in Gustis. So, you know, how do you slow them down? How do you keep them off the glass? And how do you slow those guys down that can score on the perimeter? And Foreman scores at all three levels. So for us, it's going to start with the things we preach, you know, defense and rebounding. And then, you know, we expect them to play us a whole lot of zone, and we've got to be ready to attack that zone wisely.
And just talk about the last two games at home. What you like about your team after finally getting off that long road trip that you know before Christmas and after Christmas? You know, you guys are home now for, you know, this is the last game of the homestand.
Well, yeah, we like, obviously everyone likes being at home, and we were on the road for a while, and people, I think, forget how hard that is. But, you know, I thought I like Sunday that we came out very, very locked in against what I would consider, obviously, the league favorite and a postseason team in Charleston, and we came very locked in defensively. And I think if we can do that, we're going to find ourselves right in the mix most nights moving forward. Hopefully that message has resonated with our guys.
Well, good luck on Thursday.
Thanks.
One more for you, Patty and Keith. You'll get that for us, Christine.
Next question comes from the line of Josh Wallfish from the Daily News Record. Your line is open.
Hey, Pat, you just mentioned the Charleston game, and there are a couple of you, of these teams this year who have played played the same team twice in the opening 2 weeks of the season. What are the challenges, and I guess sort of the benefits of such a short turnaround between playing the same team twice in this conference?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's like bizarro world. I've never seen anything like it all my years of doing this. So, you know, I don't make the schedule. It's our third straight year going Charleston to Elon. Those aren't next door to each other. So, thankfully, we're moving on to true travel partners. Our league is good enough that it deserves it. You know, do I like playing Charleston twice in 8 days? I would prefer never to play Charleston. They're just a tremendous ball club. But I don't know what it matters. It means if we play them again, it's over 2 months since we played them. So it's almost like you could have two different type of teams. So it's really inexplicable.
All right. Thanks so much, Pat.
All right, Pat, thanks as always for your time today. I apologize for the slight delay getting going, and I look forward to talking to you each week.